I was born a beatnik, right-brained artist. Even in the earliest moments of self-awareness, I knew I loved art and music from the deepest part of my soul. Solitary days were spent writing poetry while I felt the mood that inspired the word eruption. Jagged Little Pill played on repeat so I could examine every sentence and match my pitch to Alanis. My 7-year-old world wasn't wasted pretending to be a princess and mimicking pop songs like the other girls I went to school with. The edgy images I saw in tattoos and gothic steampunk attire called to me. The plethora of alternative and grunge music circulating through the airways made its way to my ears. It was romantic. The 90s were rich with inspiration and artists who shaped my taste. During those formative years, I was introverted, living in my own pensive mind, quietly observing the surroundings and internalizing it all. It was no wonder I found it difficult to fit in, especially in small towns. The story starts before I got sober, but it's not a terribly tragic tale before that. It's just a strange, self-defeating one. I had a loving family despite its flaws. My parents were lower-middle-class hippies who worked diligently to rise above the poverty line. I had no real comprehension of our social or economic standing. Our tiny, dilapidated house in Louisville, Colorado, where I slept on a converted front porch, felt like a giant castle that I could exercise my imagination in. Hours turned into days, creating my own make-believe world with toys that shapeshifted into living, breathing characters. Giant boxes became mansions filled with lions and fairies. My dad would move my fanciful display of action figures while I slept to make me believe they had come alive during the night, sparking my overactive imagination. Things felt magical then, before I gained awareness of the dysfunction. Then, we started moving frequently, which fed feelings of instability and lacking. My mom, Suzanne, cleaned houses for a living and attended community college, eventually becoming a drug and alcohol counselor. Her college career stretched from my elementary school years up until I attended high school. Working full-time and going to school part-time with children is no easy task. My dad, Bill, moved furniture during the day and played music professionally at night, always following his passion. My sister Shannon was 9 years my senior and carried a type A, business-minded disposition. Though she struggled with alcohol dependency, she still completed her bachelor's degree. Later in life, she found sobriety and went on to be a business owner. By the time I turned 9, she was already living outside the home. There was never a lack of affection, food in our bellies, or good overall intentions. Even with the reactivity, my parents were loving, kind, and supportive the majority of the time.